Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We actually have another week of summer left around here instead of feeling all of a sudden like fall. But listen, that's my favorite time of year anyway. Beth, I'll get to you in just a second. Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a bit sickened and sad. Feel gutted right now.
Rick, speak up a little for me, please. I can't hear you very well.
I'm a bit sad right now, and I feel sick and gutted because I've received more bad news this morning confirming my suspicions of what I suspected had happened last year on or about the month of, anyway, last year.
What happened last year?
Well, I don't want to lose my opportunity to learn from you. I'll disclose that to you, but I also want to find out from you because you're pretty wise. I've been listening to you since I was 16 years old. Get back on topic. You look nice too. I remember you when I was a teenager. I saw you, I think, on TV. Yeah, and you're from New York.
Well, I'm not from New York, but I live there now. All right, so Rick, thank you for all that, but what happened a year ago that's making you unhappy?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, like, the joke in the movie with Batman, he said, you only know who your real friends are and you know the true characters, I'm paraphrasing, of course, when they're in trouble or when you're in trouble or when they're about to die. So I would like for you to explain to me how to spot someone who's a real friend, because I've learned in the past 8 years, a lot of people will, this sounds sociopathic, but you're not a dumb cookie. A lot of people out there will lure you in until you're in a precarious position, and then they'll pull you down further. Or some people, they present one thing to gain your trust, and then once you're in danger, well, it's kind of repeating the same thing, they pull you down further, and then
okay.
Like, well, for instance, you've been here too long now, but you told me I could stay as long as I want, not to sign the contract or renewing my lease. And, you know, people orchestrate things I've learned.
All right, wait. Rather than dealing with generalities, because what you don't want to be, you know, there's the old joke about just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you, which is probably the wrong thing to say to you. But, Rick, let's get back to your initial question, because I think it's a really important one, of how do you know who your real friends are? And the answer to a certain extent is I'm not sure that we do. I think there's a different way of thinking about friendship. That there are, you know, that you've heard they're fair weather friends. They're people who are really fun to hang out with, and they're always good for going to a movie, and they know great jokes. And as long as their life's going okay and your life's going okay, they're there for you. And that doesn't mean that they're not friends. It just means that they're a very limited kind of friend. There are probably people who are a little crankier, a little bristlier, that are on a day-to-day basis may be difficult to deal with. But when you really need somebody, when you're really up against it, they're the people that you can call on. That's a different category of friend. I think part of what we look for in our life, which is our problem, Rick, is we look for somebody who will always be there for us. And that's a tricky thing. So what I would suggest is rather than be angry with your friends or view yourself as gullible, understand that everybody basically watches out for their own best interest, which they should. There's nothing wrong with that. Because if you start watching out for somebody else's best interest, who's going to watch out for yours? And so it doesn't mean you have to be mean. It doesn't mean you have to be selfish. It just means that your well-being is your responsibility. So if you feel that way to begin with, then somebody who comes through for you in the clutch is gravy. It's great. If they don't, you can still take care of yourself. And those people who are... pardon me?
Oh, I hope I don't hear music coming because I want to fill in the question.
Well, you're not, but I also have the feeling that you're not paying any attention to what I'm saying.
Well, I'm listening. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm saying is the best way to take good advantage of friendships, whatever, however they offer it, on whatever level, however limited or large, is to be self-reliant, to know that you can take care of yourself, so that you don't, you're not asking other people for money, you're not asking other people for shelter, you're not asking people for anything except friendship on whatever level they can offer it, because then friendships are safe and profitable. If you're looking for people who will rescue you or take care of you or care about you more than you care about or than they care about themselves, you're going to be disappointed a lot, because they have, their job is to take care of themselves, not to take care of you. So it just may be not that you have bad friends, or not that you're gullible, or not that you have poor taste in friends, but that you may be asking more of friendship than is realistic. Having said that, I think all of us have had the situation where we've been really disappointed in somebody that we thought was a really good friend, and they weren't. But I think that most of us also have been surprised with somebody who really came through that we viewed as an acquaintance, and they came through. In fact, we were talking, you know, I was talking about September 11th last week for obvious reasons, and that the people who called and to make sure I was okay were not necessarily the people that I would have expected to call. And the people who didn't call were people that sometimes I was really surprised that they didn't. But that says more about our expectations, Rick, than their behavior. So I think the answer is not to feel like, well, I'm really stupid and these people aren't really friends, as much as to make sure that you can take care of yourself, and therefore friends are kind of a wonderful addition to your life. And some of them, some of the people that you think will really be there for you will. Some of the people you think will really be there for you won't. Some of the people that you had no idea were going to be there for you will be. So I think it's much more about you, your expectations, your self-reliance, than it is about them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. I think what you mean is, I thought deeply about that for a long time. But everything in the world is interconnected, and no man makes it alone, or man is an island.
Well, I think that, I don't know that that's really true. I know that's a very common statement, that no man is an island, and I think we're not islands. But that doesn't mean that the primary responsibility for the happiness in our lives doesn't rest solely with us. Rick, I think if you change, look, try it for a couple weeks. You don't have to buy what I'm selling, but try it for a couple weeks and just see if it doesn't change everything for you. Because you've got this huge black cloud over your head that says people are no damn good, you know, that I'm too trusting, and these people I thought would come through for me wouldn't, and it's really, the world is a stinky place, and that's not going to really attract people to you very much. If on the other hand you say, I am strong, I can take care of myself, that I will let people offer what they want to offer rather than ask things of them, although occasionally asking for some help is not a bad idea, but I think the more self-reliant you are, the more you find that your friends are there for you, and that they'll be able to surprise you in wonderful ways.
What was that? The more soft of a line I am? I missed it.
No, the more self-reliant you are, the more you can take care of yourself, the more you're not asking other people to take care of you, the more you'll find that people will surprise you in nice ways. I think you're asking too much from people.
Well, before we were strong enough, like in an audition, all these famous people on the red carpet, they relied on someone to give them a thumbs up to...
Not necessarily. That's what they say, because most of them aren't willing to say, look, I'm really tough and I fought my way to the top, that it's kind of socially acceptable. But if those people, you know, they take care of themselves. And it's not to say that we don't have people that we can be grateful to. But I'm saying something very different than you're saying.
Well, I was independent because I paid the U-Haul company to keep my stuff safe in storage, and basically last year the police came to my friend's house. I told my friend, if you leave this borderline, it's fair game for them to toss me around outside.
Why did the police come to your friend's house?
Well, they claim, and as you know, you don't believe what police tell you. They came to the door, and first of all, the superintendent
right,
stained the blood in order.
Ron, now you do hear the Rick. Now you do hear the news. When we come back, tell me why the police came to the door. Right? We'll do next. Beth, Ron, I'll get you both. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you.
is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your... Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Angie. We're talking with Rick, who's got, you know, not an uncommon concern of, gee, people I trusted turned out to be not very trustworthy. They weren't really very good friends. But you left me at sort of a provocative point. You said the cops showed up at your friend's house. Why did the cops show up at your friend's house?
I asked them, well, they said, well, when they snuck in her, said she would jump past the borderline of her front door, which I told her not to do. I guess,
why did they show up in the first place, Rick?
Well, I guess I'll cut to the end to make the story boring and shorten the story. They lied. They presented a false reason. They claimed, we're just here to make sure that she's safe. So they're implying that it's domestic.
She was with you or with somebody else in the house?
She was with me on premises in her own private apartment. So,
but did somebody, were you guys arguing with each other?
Not at all, no.
Well, somebody,
like people do sometimes, but that wasn't it. I can get...
Well, but the cops don't just sort of randomly wander around the neighborhood and sort of say, oh, I think I'll just stop in at this place. I mean, presumably, if they thought there was a domestic disturbance, it's because somebody called it in.
Well, so he goes, what's going on here? I ask him, what do you mean what's going on here? Right? Question with a question. He said, well, what's going on here? I go, I don't know what you mean. So someone gave us a phone call. I go, well, who was it? Oh,
yep.
It was anonymous, he says. I said, well
I just told, Rick, I just told you that somebody called in a domestic disturbance call. That's why they showed up.
No, that's not why. That's the story. Why did Miss Joy? So,
well, then tell me why they did show up.
Well, if you know law, and you might because you're pretty smart, you know they lie all the time to legitimize their actions.
But
so
Rick,
later
there
on,
still had to be a reason. There had to be someone said that there were drugs there was guns there, that there were that there was a domestic violence going on there, that there was receiving stolen property. Cops, I mean, they're busy enough that they're not going to just kind of randomly think, well, you know, that's kind of an interesting door to knock on. They had to have some idea that there was a problem there. Somebody dimed you.
Well,
somebody called in on you.
Yeah, what they had said is we had an anonymous phone call, and in response, in turn, I responded, well, ask the person who called you to tell you what's going on here.
Well, that's a good way to get yourself down at headquarters for resisting arrest and being smart alecky to a cop. So fast forward. So what happened from that?
So from there, they questioned my friend in the hallway. They're like, how long have you known him for? How many languages does he speak? And what school did he go to? And now they're trying
Was she a minor?
A minor?
Yeah, how old is your friend?
Oh, no.
How old is your friend?
Well, I don't want to, I wouldn't want, she's not a minor.
Rick, what's your question to me in all this?
So basically, they came back about three weeks later.
Okay, I've given up on this. I'm never going to understand it. Tell me what the question is.
Well, how is my friend a real friend? When they returned, after she was trained with basic law, to not consent to a search, if they're in your apartment without permission, ask them for a warrant. If they cannot produce the warrant...
Because she was scared. What else do you want to know? She was scared, and people respond without thinking necessarily when they're scared. What else do you want to know?
Well, they're going to get in one way or the other. And
I just answered your question. She was scared. People do all sorts of silly things. All right, so what else could I help you with?
Okay. Wow.
She wasn't betraying you. She was watching out for her own best interest. And if you expect other people to watch out for your interest in front of yours, in front of their own, you're going to be disappointed a lot. That's not how people behave. That's not how they should behave. That you're going to watch out for your best interest. She's going to watch out for hers. And what you want is people in your life that there's no conflict between what they want for themselves and what you want for yourself. And that's the basis of friendship. That's when we talk about communality and shared interest. But, I mean, expecting someone to put themselves in jeopardy to save you, it doesn't happen very often.
But
nor should it.
Dr. Joy?
Yes.
Dr. Joy?
I am. Rick, I'm running out of patience because I don't have the feeling that you're focused on anything on this.
Dr. Joy, she's not in trouble because, as you know, because you're a smart cookie, as I know since I was a teenager, if they could be in there, they would be in there, meaning they would have a warrant.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Rick, I think you and I need to go. We went to different law schools. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Ron.
Dr. Joy, what you were talking about before about the NFL, mm-hmm. I was telling Shane that a podiatrist was trimming my toenails, and he wasn't doing it the way you should do it, but he knew what he was doing, and he just said to me, don't do as I do as I say. But I just don't know if that's appropriate in the NFL thing. Who knows what actually happened anyway until it all comes down. And I really hope that commissioner wasn't lying.
About what? About Ray Rice?
No, about the Ray Rice thing.
Well, apparently he was. Apparently he was. That there's some pretty credible information that he had the same tape that we all saw last week. He had it in February.
He actually knew about it, and he said he didn't know about it, Dr. Joy.
Apparently that's the case. I don't know. I mean, as I said, I went to a different law school than Rick did. I'm being facetious. I'm not a lawyer. But apparently that's what's happening. That there were, and even on Friday there were, last Tuesday, there were a whole lot of reports that he'd seen the tape.
He came right out and said that he did not.
Yes, that is correct.
Specifically, to his knowledge, he did not. Nobody in his office or NFL.
That is correct.
Knew anything
that
about
is correct.
The tapes.
Oh. Yeah. I know. Kind of frustrating, isn't it?
It's more than frustrating, Dr. Joy.
Well, because look, either way you look at it, Ron. And here's where my law school training comes in. I'm kidding, folks. That if he saw it and lied about it, that's a bad idea. But if he didn't see it, why didn't he see it? I mean, he's the commissioner. This is something, this is a big deal. I mean, they actually went to trial about it, and Ray Rice got a suspended sentence or something. So either way you look at it, either he's lying or he was incompetent. Either way, it doesn't look good for the Raj.
No, but the former is far worse than the latter, I think, Dr. Joe.
Well, and I think most people think it is the former. It came out on Tuesday. It was alluded to all last week. There were people who said that he'd seen it. So,
well, I assume that.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Beth, what happened? We were having such a terrible time with Beth's phone today. Folks, if you're going to call, which I hope you do, if you've got a landline, and I know lots of people don't have landlines anymore, so that's okay. I mean, we're not going to discriminate against you. But if you're in a place where we can hear you and you can hear us, don't pace around. And I know you can get nervous sometimes, but it's just really frustrating, I'm sure, to you to be on hold and then to not be able to be heard. And it drives me nuts as well, so... and if you've got a landline, that's great. If you're in a car, please pull over for a whole bunch of reasons, not the least of which is I don't need to hear a collision in the middle of it. In many states, it's illegal to do that. So, all right, we've got about 20 minutes or so left in the hour. So if you want to call, it's not a bad time to call. 855-99-37569. Okay, let's look. We've got people on Facebook who wanted to respond about what the NFL's position should be on behavior off the field.
Right. Dan writes in and says, the question I should pose again is, should the NFL do anything about private off-the-field behavior, and if so, what and when? Dan says, I think so. Disciplining a child is important, and Adrian Peterson may have gone a bit overboard. And then he says, think he'll ever do it again? I don't. So
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. That's a good question.
Yeah.
It depends on whether he thinks it's right and he feels that he's just been persecuted.
Yep.
If he doesn't know any other way of dealing with it, if it was a behavior that was out of control, that it was not sort of well thought out, it was just responding in anger. So I think that's a comforting thought, but I'm not sure that it has any reality to it.
I agree. Like I was saying earlier, I really truly don't think he was, or that he thought he was doing anything wrong. I think this is the way he was raised, and he legitimately, I think, thinks that he was doing the child a benefit by teaching them a lesson. You know what I mean?
And
there is that.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. And I'm surprised someone hasn't called up and said, you know, the biblical thing of spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also, I mean, I think we've evolved to the point where that we are a little more sophisticated than that, that we understand that we are better educated, we see ourselves as having more options. That as a society, I mean, there are all sorts of things that we used to do that we now look upon and think, my goodness, how did that happen? I mean, I did something last week that said, if you just look at some of the things that your parents did, they go to jail for it today. And I think that doesn't mean that our parents were idiots. It just means that the rules change. And I think in Sweden, for example, it's against the law. You go to jail for spanking your kid.
Yep.
And it's not saying we're a permissive society, although you could argue that. It's saying that there are better ways, that all hitting does is create violence
more
and
hitting,
the notion that somehow big people can hit little people, and the thing to do is to just not get caught, as opposed to explaining why, you know, you don't. There's certainly better ways of dealing with a kid being violent toward his younger brother or sister than slugging him, because all it says is, if you're bigger, you can slug.
Right.
And I don't think that's what he did to begin with
in the first place. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to tell you too, you know, you had asked the question earlier about what, you know, what people do to discipline their own children.
Right.
And it's something we haven't gotten much of a response on yet. But personally, my 5-year-old, I'll tell you what really works on him, and I'll let you tell me if this is right or wrong, but he has a little iPod Touch that he uses, and he loves to play games on there and that sort of thing. Nothing tears him up more than to have that taken away. And it works much better than anything else. All his mother and I have to say is, you know, if he does something wrong, all right, you can have the iPod for, you know, depending on how bad it was, the rest of the day or a couple hours or whatever, and man, that tears him up.
The story of before I had, and again, I've got gobs of brothers and sisters, so I was, you're not the boss of me. I grew up with that. But one of the sort of quintessential memories that I had before I had a daughter was that I was at a friend's house, and his daughter came into the room, and she took a cookie, and her father raised his eyebrow, one eyebrow, and she burst into tears. And I said, enjoy that. That's going to last for another 15 or 20 seconds.
Right, exactly.
But one of the ways that I have of dealing with that whole issue of discipline is saying to the kid, this is, first of all, I learned very quickly, you don't say to a kid, did you do this? Because most kids will lie.
Right.
And then you've got that double whammy of, you know, if I believe them, then I'm naive and they got away with something. If, God forbid, I punish them and they didn't do it, then they're martyrs. So what I would say, I have never asked a kid, did you do it? I'll say, if this happens again, this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
And when I know that child or somebody, I say, what do you think is an appropriate punishment? And of course, any kid worth their Reeboks is going to say, I don't know. Say, well, look, I'll tell you what, you can come up with something or I can come up with something. And kids will quite often come up with something much more draconian than you'll come up with.
No kidding.
Give some, Plus, and that's the point, is we're not trying to punish our children.
Right.
We're trying to teach our children.
Lesson. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're trying to socialize them. So saying to a kid, tell me what you did wrong and tell me what you think an appropriate punishment is a very effective way of, among other things, understanding what your kid's doing and thinking, which is a very valuable thing if you're going to be a parent. And because the punishment that works on one kid may or may not work on another kid.
Right.
So I'm a great fan of doing that really sneaky thing of
what I like, the appropriate punishment. See, I learned something
like
new today.
There you go. Well, that's kind of the point. All right, so what have we got from NFL? And then we can go, I thought we'd probably do NFL today, and then we'll talk about punishment, which is a broader thing tomorrow. I do think, maybe we should have a pool about how long Roger Goodell is going to keep his job.
Right.
I think if I were here, I would buy unripe bananas at this particular moment.
Me neither.
What can I tell you?
We also have Debbie who writes in and says, I'm torn because Ray Rice's girlfriend obviously forgave him, and they are privately working it out. But when Bill Clinton, let's see, how does she put it, busted for his affair with Monica, he left and told us that his private life has nothing to do with his job. So there's the dilemma. Either public people have to be held accountable for their private lives or
not. I think consensual sex, I mean, and, you know, I'm the last person that is in favor of adultery.
Right.
But consensual sex with adults is different than knocking somebody unconscious.
Yep.
And I think we have to make that distinction. I know that there was somebody who came out and said, well, yelling at the kid is as destructive as smacking the kid. And I would take issue with that. I don't think it's
the
same.
Yeah.
I think that yelling at your kid is not a very nice thing, and trying to humiliate your kid is really childish and mean-spirited. But it's different than clocking somebody.
Exactly.
I refused. Yeah, it's just not the same. It's just not the same. And I think that neither of them are very nice. But one, I mean, you're not going to kill somebody by saying, boy, that's stupid. It's different than taking a baseball hat to somebody, or a baseball bat, or a baseball hat, I suppose, to somebody. So
I'll tell you, too, this is something maybe that you can shed some light on, Dr. Joy. I had a lot of people I noticed on my personal Facebook this last weekend. Being in Minnesota, of course, this was a big deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying, you know, what Adrian did was worse than what Ray Rice did. And to me,
it was a kid.
Well, right. But to me, that kind of sounds a little crazy, too, because I get back to, I really feel that Ray Rice could have killed this woman.
Yeah. Well, and certainly, I mean, there are kids who've died. There are people who've died from being beaten as well.
Right, right.
But look, I don't think either. I don't think it has to be competitive.
I agree.
Violence.
I
think that both are that we try and take care of people that we love, and beating up on somebody just doesn't have a place in that. And a parent who smacks their kid and says, "I'm doing this because I love you," is teaching your child that love hurts. And I don't think that's what we want to teach our kids under any circumstances, no matter how egregious their behavior. Of I love you, therefore I can hurt you. It's a bad formulation. It really is.
I couldn't agree more.
It's not accurate. It's not fair. It's not reasonable. It's not loving. That love should feel safe and fun and warm and nurturing, not dangerous. And when you smack your kid and saying, I'm doing this because I love you, I think you're damaging their psyche. And you're teaching them how to parent in the most negative possible way. That fear is somehow associated with love, and it shouldn't be. It really shouldn't.
I've heard, you know, people use the argument, too, that, well, this is the way he was raised.
Well, I think that may be the case, and I actually said that about Ray Rice last week.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't make it okay.
No,
that's why adulthood was invented.
Yep.
If your parents hitting you upside the head every night at 6 doesn't mean that you go ahead and hit yourself upside the head at 6. Or that you hit anybody else upside the head at 6. That's the whole point about adulthood, is that you can look and say, okay, this makes some sense, this makes no sense. We are not creatures that are completely implanted with a notion that we are beyond our genetic material, that we have a big fancy cortex, a brain on top of everything else that can say, no, that doesn't make any sense. And that's why I think Chris Carter deserves a real shout out, because he said, okay, this is how I was raised and it was wrong, and I'm not blaming my mom, but I will never do this to my kids. There should be a different way of behaving, and he's right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-DR-JOY. Just got an email from somebody who said, oh, they couldn't listen to me in Shanghai last week. we should probably check on this. Apparently, TuneIn is downloaded only to the 5th, so we need to check about
right.
TuneIn.
Sure,
okay?
Yep.
If you go to drjoy.com now, you can get the podcast and you can listen live. Okay? There we go. And Jacques, my fan, is saying he's off to Peking tomorrow, a 3-day trip, and then off to Quebec City. So hopefully all is going well. All right? So the point being that I'm sorry it just took a little bit longer than we expected to switch over. Electronics are fantastic as long as they work well. And when they don't, I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I switch phones, it takes like 4 days.
Exactly, you know, to get everything.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not phobic about this, and I, you know how to do it, and it still doesn't make any difference.
Yep.
You know, I just keep messing with it. All righty, so let's, in the final, the waning moments of today's program, talk about, so did we finish up all the NFL stuff? Or no, I thought we had a couple more NFL
Yeah, we had
things.
We had one more comment on there. A listener who wants us to admit their or omit their name said the boundary is when a criminal law is violated in the NFL, the military, or Wall Street, should be reported for investigation, prosecution, and jurisdiction. As with all violation or of law or harmful acts, decision makers selectively report. Law enforcement selectively investigate, and prosecutors selectively prosecute. So basically, they're kind of saying that
rich guys get away with stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah, kind of what we were saying, you know. And he's, I think, trying to make the point that this is what should happen, but maybe is
well,
not
you know
what
does
happen.
This is when having just bad mouth. I wasn't actually bad mouthing per se electronics, but that's what's changed the world. I've said before, at one point in my career, I worked on the classified part of the space program, and I had a clearance that it was illegal to admit to. I don't think it is anymore, but if I go to jail,
that's
you'll know
awesome.
Why. That's it was. Yeah, it was. So and the time at the time the our enemy. Quote at the time was Russia, and the assumption was from the time I got the classified above Q, which is weapons, that from the time I got that material to the time that the enemy had it was on average. Would you like to guess how long?
Oh boy!
Yes, just pick a guess. I mean, there's no reason that you would actually know this, so just take a guess.
10 days.
Not bad. 6 weeks.
Wow! No kidding.
Okay, and that's the most highly classified stuff. I mean, this is not secret or top secret or, you know, this is burn before reading shoot courier shoot self. I mean, this was the super. Okay. The assumptions now are about 6 seconds. And you know what changed everything?
No kidding.
Was once keyboards came out in Chinese, all bets were off for security issues. It's what changed. It's what toppled the government of Egypt. And clearly it's what's given the NFL a hard time is that people can look at a tape and they can look at it simultaneously. It can go viral. So lots of people have access to information. So we're no longer dependent on the hospital or the police or the newspapers or the television, that it can be online, which means whistleblowers have more clout now than they ever have before, probably in the history of the world, because they can disseminate information without essentially going through the power structure at all. Now, the problem about that, that's good news in theory, but the bad news is that stuff that's true, partially true, and not true at all can also be disseminated very quickly. And the problem about the internet, it's things that are true, partially true, and not true at all look in the same typeface. So we probably have to be a little careful about what we believe and when we believe it. But the notion that somehow you have to convince a prosecutor, or that you have to convince the newspaper, you have to convince a television station, have come and those days have come and gone. And Shane, in some ways, it's what you were talking about earlier, I guess last hour, which is that it's not only the NFL, and it's not only the players, and it's not only, but it's also the public of saying, you know, we're not going to support thuggery. That you may be our team and we really love it when you win, but not at any, not when the people that we're rooting for on the team are animals off the field, that they carry loaded guns or they beat each other up or they beat their loved ones up or they beat on children or they rob convenience stores or they shoot at each other. That there needs to be, I think, some sense, and I think you're exactly right. It's very easy to sit back and say, well, the NFL should be policing its own. And, I mean, I can remember being at a party a couple of years ago, and they read this article. They said, this is a group that has this many felons, this many indicted, this many convicted, this many fined. And everybody, and they said, what group is it? And everybody said, the NFL. It was Congress.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. not a happy thing. And I mean, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen four or five, a couple of people who ran for president gone to jail, a couple of mayors. I mean, so the idea that somehow the NFL are the evil incarnate in American society is naive, to say the least. And if we really want to change society, if we really do want to evolve into kinder, gentler people, sort of less violent, more human, more loving, that we have to take responsibility for it as well.
It has to start with us,
And vote with your feet, vote with your pocketbook. And, you know, that Nike's saying, well, okay, we don't want you representing us anymore. Or Wheaties saying, you know, we're not going to put you in our box is part of it. But part of it is us saying, you know what, I don't think this is okay. I'm not going to support you to do this. That there needs to be some portion of the ticket sales that go to anger management or sensitivity training or some kind. And there needs to be something. I mean, the military has done an okay job, not a startlingly great job, but a better job of it. Because it used to be, if you sought counseling in the military, your career was essentially over. And that has changed. It hasn't changed as much as it should, but it's changed a little bit. And certainly the military is a very structured, hidebound institution that is very paternalistic. And again, an organization that is really manifests violent behavior, presumably to other countries and enemies of the United States, but violent behavior nonetheless. And understood for certainly the last couple of decades that there's a problem about taking young men and saying, okay, shoot at anything that moves, and then bringing them home and saying, okay, now be a suburban house husband. You know, that there is a problem in there. And really, for the first time in the military, that they're actually taking it very seriously, and people of rank, intelligence, and power were saying, okay, we're going to deal with this on a different level. All right, folks, you can respond online at Facebook, where you can send me an email, and you can always call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.